Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed.
Nice to have your company here on Sports Day on this Tuesday. Nick Natanui will join us, the West Coast Eagles' fairest and best, and Harry Taylor, of course, playing for Geelong in the AFL Grand Final. And Paul Hazelby has survived his ride to Bunbury. How are you, mate?
Going very well, Carl. A little bit sore, I must admit, but got through. Great cause, and particularly for all those regional folk out there. They do such a good job, the Ronald McDonald House. So very proud of myself, Carl.
Good on you, mate. Now, let's get into the hot topic for McMahon. Be more. Go to careers.mcmahon.com.au. Apparently, two of the Freo Dockers, Jesse Hogan, who's got a one-year deal at Freo, and Connor Blakely, who's got a two-year deal still at Fremantle, have been offered up as trade bait.
Well, you've been on this a long way out with Jesse Hogan. It hasn't worked for Fremantle, and clearly they're not happy with some of his actions behind the scenes. And today they have stated, or other clubs have stated, that they've been shopping those two players around. And look, it's going to be hard, I think, to move Jesse Hogan. I'm not sure how much interest would be out there, but there are some clubs in the market for key forwards, so it's a good time to get one. He would be cheap, but would they be willing to take the risk? Collingwood, North Melbourne, Western Bulldogs, Sydney, those sort of clubs all in the market. And Connor Blakely, well, for me, he just has to get out of this football club. Justin Longmuir clearly didn't want to play him this year. And if there was any suitor out there, I would advise him to take up that option. And what it's going to do, Carl, is free up a lot of money in Freo's salary cap. I reckon $1.2, $1.3 million from these two players would be in the salary cap that would then make it available for a big fish, whether that be this year or next.
All right. Jesse Hogan obviously linked with Sydney today. Everyone, if you haven't caught up with the latest news, make the change from the farm to the mine. Be more. Go to careers.mcmahon.com.au. We'll come back with Nick Natanui, who won the West Coast Eagles' fairest and best last night.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Well, the giant performance of the day has to be for Giant Bicycles. We're still riding with you. Nick Natanui winning his very first West Coast Eagles fairest and best last night in a count that was very close with his teammate Andrew Gaff. Welcome, Nick. Nice to talk to you.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Well done on your season. What was it like last night? It was a big crowd.
Yeah, it was the biggest crowd I've been around all year because I guess being in quarantine and being over east for the majority of it, to be in a room full of people and even standing next to people taking photos was it was awkward at times. But it was good to finally get back there and do that here in WA.
And going into the event, did you think you were a chance to take out the big gong?
No, I knew I would have probably polled in the top five or so with the year I had, but I missed a game as well. Shannon Hearn and I, the boys say we got dropped against the Bulldogs, but we're rested. So majority of the time, the guys that win the award play every game of the season. But I was like you said, I was pretty close just to get over the top of Gaffey in the end.
Where does it rate for you in terms of all of your seasons? Is this clearly the best one for you?
Yeah, I think so. I think just probably the consistency and being able to play, every game was probably the biggest thing. Like, I think I've played some good footy in the past. It just hasn't been in succession of each other. So, I think it's just probably starting to show when you can put all those games together one after another.
Now, you seem to relish that. And I think the last time I spoke to you, you were saying, well, you play a game, you just rest and recovery, and then just go and play another game. You seem to enjoy that. do you reckon that might be something that the AFL might continue with because it might help you?
Yeah, I reckon they will. I hope they do. I'll be trying to get a hold of Gil and ask him to do his name next year if it helps me. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed just going out there, playing footy, and then just recovering and then playing again. And, some of those turnarounds were real quick, but I think the boys loved it. We're just happy we're out there playing footy every week.
It also simulates your game time. Can you talk us through the evolution through your career of the amount of game time you've been playing and how much of a difference it makes when you do come on for those shorter bursts and just go bang?
Yeah, I think what people get confused is they thought that I'd had a lot more game time early in my career, but big cocks, you never come off the ground. You're so dominant. So I'd sit half the game on the bench anyway. So I've been used to it my whole career. So and then I've been injured, so I have to be managed with my game time, and that's probably carried on the last couple of years. So, with the games being shorter, those bursts means I'm on the ground a bit longer as well, or in comparison to the game percentage. So, I think that'll increase. I think they're thinking of going with more game time next year. So, I think I'll have a bit more longer stints.
Nick Natanui stays with us for Giant Bicycles. We're still riding with you. And if you're working around power, you need to consider the risks and have a game plan in place. For more information, visit westernpower.com.au and be 360 aware.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed.
And we are updating sport, no doubt, with Sakura Herbicide, the proven performer. We're having a chat to Nick Natanui, who won the West Coast Eagles Fairest and Best last night. Hayes?
Who's your favourite? Who do you like to tap it to? Every ruckman's got a favourite. If let's say it was the grand final and scores were even, it's the last one of the day. You can only choose one. Who do you want to knock it in front of?
Oh, Luke Shew. I think Luke Shew is probably the guy that I've worked with the most. I've done it for years with. It used to be Daniel Kerr, but I used to love the way he moved around the ground. But, yeah, I think if it was game in the balance, it would be Luke Shew.
We've got a name for that too, a special name on the radio. We call it the Natter Shoey these days because it's happened so bloody much throughout the course of you two's career. Now, mate, do you say things to the umpires or something? Don't they like you? You didn't get many votes the other night.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. It's funny, like some games that the boys, it's a midfielders award. They had a Brownlow Simo was getting into me because I didn't poll in some games. He thought I may have polled, but yeah, I don't know what I did. I do get pretty aggressive. I've actually had Amazon, little film crew following me around filming, and I wear a mic for most of the games. And, you know, watching some of that stuff back, I think I do abuse other players, my own players and the umpires a bit too much. I didn't think I did. I thought I was pretty nice, but I don't blame them after watching that stuff back.
What about Will Schofield, mate? He's retired. He said some nice things about you last night. And what would you like to say about him?
Yeah, Scully's awesome. I think I said it last night. He's one of the grumpiest, bald blokes I've ever met. But he only does it because he demands success. And you know, his whole career, he's been surrounded by, you know, superstars when he first got to the footy club, and then stars later on. And I think for him, he just had to grind his way through and play footy, which everyone loves. And that just probably is a testament to his hard work. So I look forward to him being on your side, I reckon, for the next couple of years. He'll probably be working alongside you guys. I feel sorry for you. But it'll be very critical in games and commentary and stuff. So we'll have to make sure we win enough games to keep the old man happy.
Yeah, there's no doubt he's going to end up on this side of the fence. Now, what about the youngsters? Who are you bullish on? It was great to see Liam Duggan. I'm really bullish on Liam Duggan. I think he can take the next step next year and become an A-grader in the competition. But for you, the youngsters, is there enough there to have another crack next season?
Yeah, our young boys, obviously, I think we played 38 players this year, so a lot of the young boys got the debut and play a few more games this year. And yeah, I'm with you. Liam Duggan's my favourite. I train with him one-on-one for the whole coronavirus break, so I don't know, he's just a good bloke. He's got his mullet, he wears his R.M. Williams, he's a real country kid, so he's no fuss. And he reminds me a bit of Shannon Hearn. He's just a bit no fuss, he's just out there to play footy. And you know, guys like Oscar Allen are exciting too, and Petrucelli. So, I look forward to what the future holds for some of those boys in their careers to come.
Nick Natanui there, and you may doubt your team's chances, but there's no doubt with Sakura Herbicide. Search for it online, and the all-new Kia Sorento has landed.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Great to have this man on the radio. WA boy from the same area, I think, as Paul Hazelby, to be honest. But Harry Taylor joins us here on Sports Day. Welcome, mate. How are you going?
Yeah, going well, thanks, guys. It's, very exciting to be preparing for a grand final. It's, lucky enough 13 years ago to play my first one and a couple after that. But, certainly very, very exciting and very proud that our club's managed to keep competing and finally get to that last dance.
Did you ever think you would? Obviously, it came pretty early in your career, 2009, 2011. There's been some close calls in recent times, but you're getting towards the end. Did you ever think this day would come again?
Yeah, I think you always, I remember running around the athletics track in Geraldton plenty of times and, some places in Perth in the off-season. I'd go down and run around the Swan River and always in the back of the mind, you're doing that hoping, and probably more hope, I guess, than anything at that point, that your club and your team are going to be able to compete well enough to get you back there. That's one of the reasons why I signed up again to play this year. I just wanted to get back and try to help our team win another flag. And fortunately, we're in a position to do it come Saturday.
Now, you're a bit of a prankster, and I was just wondering whether you dropped off some slices of ham to Tom Hawkins because he was feeling a bit off today. Is he okay?
Yeah, haven't seen him around the traps today, but that's probably a good point. He probably just needs a bit of extra food, helping out the big fella. He reported as a bit of a sore throat, but hopefully he'll be okay. And we've got a training session tomorrow, so good to get him back out there, and hopefully he'll be carried right to go come Saturday.
Now, hub life doesn't seem to have hurt you blokes one little bit, and particularly when I look at your last two performances at where the grand final is going to be played at the Gabba, both against Collingwood and Brisbane, you've dominated.
Yeah, we've played pretty well there for most of the season. I'm not sure exactly why. It's been a question we've been asked a bit of late, but Scotty tells us we're going to play well there, and fortunately for most of the part, that's come true. So whether it's his influence, Nigel Wappen, was obviously a stalwart from that ground as well. And I think Shane O'Bree probably played a little bit of footy there in his early days. So we're fortunate to have a pretty good connection with the ground. And, maybe there's a higher power just helping us out a bit, which would be nice.
Harry, you've got a good midfield, great midfield, let's be honest. The forward line is very good, but I want to focus on your part of the ground, because under Matty Scarlett's tutelage over the last couple of seasons, there's some stalwarts in there, some older blokes, and some really tall players that can also add a bit offensively as well. But how important is Henderson and Stewart, Blixarves, Henry and Colajasny, those two players also taking their opportunities this year?
Yeah, they've all been fantastic. We've got a pretty good mix, so... You know, we call ourselves the Misfits, and we're all a bit different down there. Come from different backgrounds, different paths into the AFL, but we've got a pretty good mix who, you know, like to hang out with each other off the field. Pretty laid back group. That's one thing I definitely noticed compared to maybe some of the teams and groups I've been a part of in the past. The boys down in my end are very laid back, pretty cruisy. Just go about their business during the week, and then on game day, no fuss attitude, just go and try to win as many contests as they can.
Harry Taylor stays with us after this for the all-new game-changing Kia Sorento. Harry Taylor stays with us after this for the all-new game-changing Kia Sorento, which has landed. You can find out more at kia.com.au.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed.
Welcome back to Sports Day, and we're talking to Geelong star Harry Taylor here on Sports Day. Hayes?
What about Dustin Martin now? He's one of the greatest finals players of all time, if not the very best. Clubs refuse to tag him. Do you think Chris Scott may pull the rein and put somebody like Cam Guthrie to him? Because three Norm Smith medals wouldn't sit well with you, Harry.
No, it wouldn't. It'd be a bad result, because not many Norm Smith medalists playing for the losing side, but... You're right, he's been unbelievable in just about every game of his career, but finals he seems to just rise to the occasion. And it is a good question whether we're going to put someone with some close attention to him. It makes sense. I mean, all the great players probably should be tagged, in my view. It seems to have gone out of the game a bit now for some reason, but I know it worked when I started in my career. Cameron Ling, which obviously played a lot of his career as a tagger and a very good one, was able to do some big jobs for us in big games. So, not sure what the coaches are thinking, but a guy like Martin just needs as much respect as possible.
Harry, win, lose or draw, mate, you'll be playing on in 2021, won't you, mate? I mean, you're a long time retired.
Yeah, that's what they tell me, but not sure yet. We'll just get through this week and, potentially take a week or so, hopefully, with the club, and we can work things out. I see my good mate, JK, signed up for another year, so that's very exciting for West Coast fans. And we'll make a decision after we get through whatever happens this weekend.
When you have a look at the Tigers, mate, and the style of footy that they play, and the last time they played you, gee, that was ugly for Geelong. I think you'd kick one goal up to three-quarter time.
It was, we were really disappointed with that night. We just couldn't get any scoring opportunities, and the ones we sort of did get inside 50, we thought Richmond defended so well. We learned a lot from that game in terms of our ball movement, in terms of how we defended ourselves, and we fought back a little bit late in the game, but to be honest, it was well and truly over by then. So walked off disappointed, but certainly learned a lot from it, and hoping we can be a little bit more offensively powerful than we were that night, certainly, because I don't think one goal to zero is going to be much of a game to watch for sure.
No, we don't want that. It needs to be a spectacle up there in Queensland to help out all the Queenslanders going forward. But what about any changes? Do you forecast any changes by your team? Normally at this stage of the year, teams are pretty settled, but Jack Stevens, one that is coming back from a hamstring strain, I think it will be 21 days. Can he squeeze himself in?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think we've got a couple of boys who have sort of had surgeries and have gone back to Geelong to do that. But apart from that, nearly every player on our list is available, which is extraordinary this time of year compared to where we have been the last few. I mean, last year when we played Richmond in the final, Hawk was rubbed out for a hit on Schofield. Mitch Duncan had an MCL injury, I think. And we might have even had a couple of our players that probably you'd expect to play missing. So to have a full list, a healthy list, and some pretty hungry guys in there is fantastic. And whoever gets picked, I'm sure there'll be a few people that miss out that deservedly could be in the team. But whoever gets picked will certainly be proud and really grateful for the opportunity.
Harry Taylor there. Boost your sales with the Australian-made logo, australianmade.com.au/apply. We'll finish with the Daily Roundup next.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed.
Welcome back to Sports Day as we finish off the Daily Roundup. News headlines, car sales, number one for cars. WA didn't do too bad today in the cricket. New South Wales, 6 for 443 declared. Enriquez, 167. Ashton Agar, the best of the bowlers. Gee, 40 overs in the day's play, Agar. 2 for 106, Hayes. And WA at stumps, 2 for 152. Whiteman, 81 not out. And Green, 31 not out.
Yeah, tough day, wasn't it, for the bowlers? But good to see. We bounce back sometimes when you spend so much part of the first couple of days in the field, you do lose early wickets, so it was courageous. And Sam Whiteman, he started his season in really good form, as you mentioned. Ash Barty, she'll be presenting the AFL Premiership to Richmond, Carl, if they win. Do you have any problem with that?
No, couldn't care less.
Beautiful.
Grand final umpires revealed. Matt Stevic, who will be officiating in his eighth grand final, his fifth in a row. Simon Meredith, his fifth grand final. His last was in 2017. And Craig Fleer, who will be umpiring his very, very first grand final. And the grand final public sale sold out in 20 minutes over there in Queensland today. So that was interesting. And Cam Shepherd to coach Peel Thunder in the WAFL in 2021. Just some of the other news that's bubbling around for car sales. A car sells every minute on car sales. We'll be back soon with another edition of Sports Day.